This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
What's on your mind? Congressman Kevin Kramer, Talk Radio Town Hall's around the corner, but don't wait. Go ahead, get in. First come, first served here on What's in Your Mind. 1-800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text 701-226-8503. Gary Amenoff will be hosting tomorrow, and for Scott Hennon, and then Ron Ness, who's here today. He'll be back on Friday as we do a little glimpse ahead to the Independence Day holiday. Remember, we're not celebrating the fact that it's the 4th of July any more than we're celebrating that today's the 28th of June. Or maybe you are, but we were celebrating our nation's independence coming up. It's not so much celebrating the fourth day of the month of July. That part's just coincidence.
Well, the 4th of July is a great American holiday.
Right.
And
Independence Day.
We're going to take Friday and we're going to make it 4th of July Friday, Energy Friday. So we're going to ask people to call in with their favorite thing to do on the 4th of July.
Yeah,
and,
have yours ready.
That's a wide array of options.
What's yours?
Especially it's looking like a good old barbecue on the 4th of July. Yeah. To me, that's the 4th of July. Maybe something cold and refreshing to drink. Maybe a walleye. Maybe a little boat ride.
Campfire. I got to get with my next door neighbor. He does a great walleye fish fry. And the thing is, he's one of those like kind of eternal bachelor guys, and you think he probably can't cook anything that's not in the microwave or something, but oh my God.
Well,
to die for.
I
don't know why people say
to
die for.
It's the summer stuff going. We got to get rocking and rolling here and get out on the lakes. And fishing's been good, but the boating has not been so great. So hopefully, it looks like things are going to heat up for the 4th of July, and hopefully that doesn't mean 30-mile-an-hour winds. We'll take the rain.
Unless you're flying a kite, in which case, sure. We want amazing innovations to drive progress for generations. We want jobs and careers for generations. We want American energy production that protects our land and the wildlife for generations. Today, advanced technologies deployed by North Dakota's oil and gas producers are making it happen. And with the promise of emerging technologies, the energy of North Dakota is a very bright future for generations. This message brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Learn more at energyofnorthdakota.com. Speaking of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness is here.
Thanks, Todd. We are awaiting Congressman Kramer's call. Yesterday morning, I attended a meeting at the Bismarck Chamber of Commerce, and they had a really interesting speaker from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and he was discussing kind of all things Washington and talking about, we'll talk to Congressman Kramer about the healthcare vote, but really the challenge to get to 60 votes on these issues and the challenge to get even to 51 votes on all of these polarizing issues. And there he is, Congressman Kramer. Hello.
Hey, hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm fantastic. We were just talking about, we had a guest at the Bismarck Chamber of Commerce yesterday from the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, Ron Eichhog, and he was talking about the challenge to get to 60 votes in the Senate and the challenge to get to 51 votes and what it might mean on this pending health care today. And, of course, you can't turn on a TV today without the big discussion about the health care vote being pushed back. And I think that's a huge issue, Kevin. I don't know if anybody knows the right answer, but I'd like to get your thoughts on that Senate health care issue. And really,
sure.
The big issue we talked about yesterday at the chamber with the Bismarck Community Business Group was, what's the cost of doing nothing? That seems to be lost here.
Well, you know, it's a great point, Ron. Thanks for that. And just, I want to be clear right up. I'm right up front. I am in the middle of a energy and commerce markup on a number of energy bills. And I tell you that, the listeners are very familiar with this, but occasionally I'll have to run in and cast a vote And so I'm just outside the door and sort of listening to the debate at the same time. But anyway, if that happens, I'll just let you know, and it'll just be a matter of a few seconds. But anyway, I think you're right to point out the cost of doing nothing. And this is oftentimes lost because now the debate is on, you know, the Republican bill, whether it's the American Health Care Act in the House or the Senate bill, as opposed to, you know, the constant of what Obama was happening under Obamacare. We are now approaching 40% of the counties in this country being down to one insurer, and many counties now, and a growing number, having no insurers as a result of Obamacare, the collapse of the individual market. And it's always important, Ron, I think, for us to remind people that these bills only address the individual market, not the employer market, not Medicare, not VA or TRICARE, any of those things, or even traditional Medicaid, by the way. There's, you know, a lot of talk about Medicaid expansion, obviously, where both bills are trying to rein that back a bit over the course of time. But that's, you're talking about 7% of the insurance market in this country, of the insured people, are on the individual market. So we first of all have to set that apart. And then, once you do that, I think you have to remind people that with the collapse of Obamacare, and it really is a collapse. I mean, besides the, you know, 40% of the counties get being down out of one insurer and a good number, and some entire states almost having none, you have, the skyrocketing premiums. Premiums now in the 4 years that Obamacare has been fully implemented, premiums have gone up in the country on average 100%. Now, we've been fortunate in North Dakota where the premiums have only gone up in that time frame 44%. I say only like that's a low number. It's a very high number, but at least it's not 100%. And so you've got that. And what's happened is for many, many people, especially small business, certainly people that, you know, farmers, ranchers, the cost is not just the cost of the premium that's gone up so much, but they can't afford to use the health care that they have insurance for because of the deductibles and the copays and stuff. I mean, I know people whose copays are, you know, $12,500, $14,500, their deductible, and their insurance is $1,000 a month. Well, and these are not wealthy people. That's the other thing to remember. These are not wealthy people. So the cost of doing nothing is a complete collapse. Oh, and by the way, what is it? 22 of the state co-ops have gone under, literally have gone insolvent. So you're down to just a handful of those left. So clearly Obamacare has not worked. Now, are there people who have coverage under Obamacare that wouldn't, if it wasn't for Obamacare? Perhaps there are, but our bill remedies that as well. And I believe the Senate bill attempts to do the same thing. So not doing nothing is not an option. I think also, Ron, it's important to emphasize that, you know, we talk about, you know, the repeal replace, and you've got Senator Paul who has concerns, who'd like to see more of a full repeal, and several organizations as well. I think it's important for people to realize that under the budget reconciliation, where we can pass a bill with just 51 Senate votes as opposed to 60, we are confined to certain rules that mean we can't do a full repeal. In other words, we can't do standalone policy changes in that phase, or sometimes called that bucket. So we're doing everything we can to eliminate all of the taxes associated with Obamacare, which amount to about $1 trillion. And then some of the spending issues, but we can't do policy apart from those things. But we are continuing to do other policy changes. For example, in the House, nearly unanimously, we passed a bill several weeks ago, now the Senate hasn't acted on, that removes the waiver, if you will, of antitrust laws on insurance companies. Insurance companies, the health insurance companies, have not been subject to the nation's antitrust laws for decades. They have a different set of laws, but not nearly as rigorous as our antitrust laws. We also passed the ability for association plans. So take the North Dakota Petroleum Council as an example. Under Obamacare, you could not form your own insurance pool and provide insurance, an insurance market for members of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. That's not allowed under Obamacare. Our bill would allow that, and that was a bipartisan bill. Today, either today or tomorrow, depending on what we get it done on the floor, we're going to vote on medical malpractice reform that puts a cap on the non-economic awards, and also a cap on contingency payments to attorneys, and remove that incentive to sue doctors and, you know, on frivolous lawsuits that end up costing literally billions of dollars, and that those dollars are passed on to the cost of healthcare. So we're attacking the cost side of healthcare as well. It's just that cannot be done under the budget reconciliation process. So it's not like we're not doing anything, but to do nothing certainly would have a much higher cost than doing something. So that's not one of the options in my mind.
Kevin, we're going to jump to a break here, and when we come back, we're going to continue discussion about the health care plan, and we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
I got a call from my brother the other day. Lives in Las Vegas. He said, "I'm looking at a new job." I said, "What is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that?" Same boy moved to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call, because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thompson & Son since 1908, providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services not only around Bismarck Mandan, but across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana. Residential and commercial services currently maintaining the mechanical heating and cooling systems of more than 600 buildings throughout the Northern Plains. Commercial operations in Fargo, Grand Forks, Gwinner, Newtown, Minot, providing services throughout the region. Financing is available for estimates as well. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com, or call 701-223-3393, 701-223-3393, H.A. Thompson and Sons. 21 after the hour, it's What's in Your Mind. I'm Todd Mitchell. Ron Ness of the Norfolk Petroleum Council in for Scott Hennen on the Talk Radio Town Hall with Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Congressman Cramer's our guest, and Congressman, Friday is going to be the 4th of July Friday here with Todd and I, and we're wondering, what is your favorite thing to do on the 4th of July?
Probably my favorite thing to do on the 4th of July is nothing, because I don't get to do that very often, but it's really just being around family, and hopefully it's a beautiful day, as it often is, and we can spend a lot of time outside picnicking and just playing around. And Chris and I have four grandchildren, all of them in Bismarck. All of our kids are in Bismarck, so it's just the best time in the world for a big family reunion, go to the parade, and then, of course, cap it off. There's nothing quite like capping off the 4th of July on the mall of the North Dakota Capitol and listening to the symphony and watching the fireworks and just fellowshipping with people and taking it all in. And the beautiful thing about the Bismarck event, of course, is like events throughout the state and the country, is that it's just a true celebration of our freedom that is celebrated on that day. But when you get to do it in the context of your state capital, you're just constantly looking at the ultimate symbol of self-governance. So pretty cool.
Holy cow, Todd, good answer. We might have to replay that one on Friday. That's that one's going to be kind of hard to top there.
There you go.
No surprise.
One to beat, you bet.
So we were continuing our discussion about Obamacare and the cost of doing nothing, which I think is a huge discussion. And frankly, the Democrats are just getting an absolute pass. You had talked about premiums across the country up 100% and North Dakota only being up 44%. And I would contend that is solely because of all of the young people that have moved into North Dakota. And had we not had that over the last decade, our premiums would be up in that double what they are today. But I also would contend, you said that Obamacare is not working. And I would say it is working exactly as planned by the drafters and the pushers of Obamacare to force out secondary and third party insurers and create a single insured government run plan, and we have to do something about it.
Well, Ron, you raise an important point, because I think that it's easy to see if that was their plan, how well it's working. I mean, it's creating a crisis that would drive could drive people to wanting a single payer system. What's sort of interesting, and this is sort of the evolution of politics, they actually seem to admit it these days, that there is at least at this point an honest and transparent debate and discussion about whether we should have a single payer system in this country or not. And people seem to be very proud of that position. And I say honest because I think that's important, Ron, that I've seen this at my town halls. A good number of people who come to the town halls actually advocate for single payer. And like I said, at least that's an honest discussion. But it's also not what we're about in the United States of America. We are about competition. We are about capitalism. We're also the innovators in healthcare like we are in everything else. And but for that capitalist, free enterprise, competitive environment, you would not have the type of innovation we have. And if the United States is not the innovator, Ron, nobody's going to be the innovator. And I might also add, you raised the issue of the influx of young people in North Dakota. I mean, we went from being one of the oldest states in the country to one of the youngest states in the country as a result largely of the energy boom and the influx of young people. Well, it is that absence of young people in many markets that has created the collapse. Obamacare literally has created an incentive for young people to stay out of the insurance market in a couple of ways. First of all, many young people who are healthy and invincible in their own minds, of course, they've chosen to not get health care coverage they've chosen instead to pay the penalty or seek a waiver. That's 20 million people not buying insurance, and they're 20 million of the healthiest, youngest people in our country. So when you know, the Congressional Budget Office says, you know, 22 million people would no longer have insurance as a result of the Republican plan, and by the way, let's stress this, that that is a static score. That presumes that 22 million people would choose not to buy insurance if they were given the freedom to not have to buy it, and by the elimination of the mandate, and then some people that over the course of many years would come off of Medicaid, which of course is what most people aspire to do, and does not include the fact that the other 20 million people that are healthy and have chosen not to buy insurance, you know, would have an incentive now to buy insurance because it would be less expensive, because they could fashion an insurance policy more to their needs. And when you bring those 20 million young people into the market and into the pool, you lower the premiums for everybody, which is why the CBO scored the Senate Republican plan as reducing premiums 30%. Imagine a reduction of 30% by 2020 in the context of the opposition, which is a 100% increase over the course of the last four years in premiums. And so that lowers premiums for everybody. And there's been a lot of talk, Ron, about this, you know, allowing insurance companies to charge five to one rates for the people on the older scale. That's people like me, that aren't quite 65 yet, to people at the lower age level. And currently Obamacare allows a 3-to-1. And I always say to people, well, would you rather pay three times $100 or five times $50? Five times $50 is only $250. Three times $100 is $300. And that's how you share the risk and really dilute the risk by bringing young people into the insurance market.
We've got a question on from Greg on the line. Todd, do you want to tee that up?
Actually, Manny does that.
Manny?
Good morning, Greg. You know, at our little hospital up in Canada there, we rely on Medicaid expansion for quite a bit of income. And I was curious, or actually it's a debt reduction. What is Congress going to do as far as, are they going to maintain Medicaid expansion or have something to replace it?
Sure. Okay, very good question. Thanks, Greg. So
Congressman, I'll just hang up and listen, okay?
Okay, no problem. It's a great question. It's an important issue, because Medicaid expansion, of course, was what North Dakota chose when it was given as an option to ensure more people with a direct subsidy that are above the poverty line. So it took the poverty line up to, I think, 130.
Congressman, hold that thought as we're hitting the break here. We'll finish your answer on the other side. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at onceinyourmindradio.com or text 701-226-8503. Congressman Kevin Cramer.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
How did the Dakota Access protests get as big as they did? That question for Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard and Director of the North Dakota Department of Emergency Services on the latest episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
It was amazing as they drove their narrative on social media, how that camp could swell in a matter of a day or two from folks just driving in. So I think it was somewhat organic. I'm not sure anybody at the start of this thing saw it getting as big as it did. But these new technologies that we're all going to have to keep an eye on and learn to deal with, that you can very rapidly gather like-minded people together for protests like this. And again, when they have a area of land that they can basically move into and do as they see fit, they have the opportunity to come in and participate in that sort of activity.
That's Major General Al Dorman of the North Dakota National Guard for another of our Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest episodes. Keep listening for more right here.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Okay, I want to talk to Becky. Becky says, we have bought every MyPillow Mike offers. Mattress topper, dog bed, and the MyPillow is excellent. Got one of those. Travel pillow and regular MyPillows for the whole family. The only pillow we will ever use. Comes with us on vacation to hotels. Bought the first one in 2001. Becky says, order your own. You'll be so glad you did. Todd Mitchell says that, too, as a matter of fact. And you know what else? It goes beyond just the MyPillow for the 8 hours or so you're in bed, but two-thirds of your life you're presumably not laying around in bed. My cushion, a soft yet durable seat cushion. They'll keep you comfortable in bleachers, scooters, boating, fishing, camping, hunting vehicles, and so much more. The MyPillow patented interlocking fill is what makes it happen. A removable zippered cover. It's machine washable and dryable. Made right in the USA, right here in the upper Midwest. MyPillow.com. Get up to 50% off at MyPillow.com with the promo code SCOTT. MyPillow.com, or give them a call at our special 1-800 number that I don't have in front of me. Oh, here we go. 1-800-5. I thought I had it here. 506-9028. 1-800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, or go to MyPillow.com. 33 after the hour. Ron Ness is in for Scott Hennett on What's in Your Mind. Congressman Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall, and we were kind of finishing an answer from before the break there.
We were, Todd. We got a last half hour here with Congressman Cramer. We've got a couple of questions, but first, Manny, I'm going to request for Friday a good bumper music that's subject to the 4th of July. I've been subject to hip-hop here, and now Todd's throwing a little country at me, and I got to have something. I got to have something better Friday. I'm going to go beat my head against the wall here. So, Congressman, Greg had a great question on Medicaid expansion, yeah. And then we had a call that came in. Rep that answer for him. I mean, the question is there still going to be relief for these smaller hospitals on Medicaid?
Sure. So Medicaid expansion, in the Republican plan, what we do is we allow Medicaid expansion to continue up until basically January 1st of 2020, and then it's no longer continued. However, people who are on Medicaid expansion already, that are already part of that population, would be grandfathered into it after December 31st of 1919. And as long as they remain eligible for Medicaid expansion, they would continue to receive the benefits of Medicaid expansion. And Medicaid expansion, again, most people aspire to get off of Medicaid because, of course, Medicaid is income-based, and we want to encourage that as well. But as long as the need is there and you remain eligible, you continue to receive it. The Senate plan, as I understand it, has a longer transition. In fact, I think it goes through 2020, and then has actually multi-year sort of staged, movement off of away from Medicaid expansion. So, the Senate's going through the same exact political gyrations the House did. People are sort of wringing their hands over it. There's a lot of soap opera drama that surrounds it in the media, and the reality is that when you have a bunch of legislators and you have to have a majority and people have legitimate questions and concerns, both on the right and on the left, you have to take the time necessary to address those concerns and build at least 50 votes. So that's the Medicaid expansion issue. His greatest other point is always there's something to replace it, and yes, there is. It is that individual market that would be supported by tax credits. And this is where many people, many conservative people get upset because they see tax credits as a subsidy, which it is for people, and that's government intrusion. But the difference with tax credits is these tax credits, which are, advanceable tax credits. In other words, you get them regardless of your, whether you paid the taxes or not. They're quite generous, very generous, and they're more generous the older you get, and they actually go to quite a high income level. And those credits are the thing that are designed to provide in revenue for people to purchase on the individual market, which is where the competition and the market comes from. So yes, it's generous from a taxpayer standpoint, but it's also free market. In other words, you purchase the product you want and you need that best fits you and your family's healthcare needs, and that shores up this individual market that then creates the competition and the free enterprise system that we're used to. And yes, it's generous, and I want to say it over and over, and this is what the problem some people have with it on the right, but at the same time, we've got to rescue this individual market.
Okay, we got another live call. You want to play that, Manny?
I got that one. Oh, the live one. Who's on the screen there, Ron?
Call from Jamestown.
Jamestown, you're on What's in Your Mind. Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. Congressman Kramer, you've done an outstanding job since you've been in Congress. I really appreciate your effort. I've got a kind of a combination comment question that hopefully you can clarify regards to Medicaid. The expansion of Obamacare basically because of Medicaid, that possibly all that President Obama wanted was to add 20 million more people onto Medicaid. Huge percentage of those would be people of color, black, Hispanic, possibly Native American. That was his real goal, and that everything else is just fine. Go ahead and get it done. But that's my real goal. That's one part. The other part is, when that did occur, and you alluded to this earlier, did it somehow in some ways result in people that might have been able to go out into the workforce and get jobs, and provide for their families and get insurance, but all of a sudden, because of this expansion in Medicaid, they no longer did that. In some cases, even they were better off just accepting Medicaid, going on welfare, food stamps, and actually being better off than they would if they went out and got 2 minimum wage jobs, that type of thing.
Yeah.
If you can comment on that, I'll hang up and listen.
Sure. So one of the things, to sort of answer his general point, I think he's on to something here, and that is whether it's intended or not, Ron, and I try to be careful to not judge somebody's heart or their intentions. I think most people, including President Obama, had the right intention. He wants to cover more people. The problem with the policies of the left, and they're especially extreme right now, is that they create more incentives for people to not work than to work, and more incentives for companies to not hire than to hire. Obamacare is the classic in that, the absolute classic. When you give something away free, when you punish employers for providing health care, which is what they did through taxes, through mandates, the employer mandate, literally people, and I know many companies wouldn't hire more than 49 people because if they got to over 50, then they had to provide the benefit. They kept people at 30 hours per week because if they were working more than 1 minute more than 30 hours per week, they had to provide them the benefit. And so consequently, you had a bunch of part-time employees with a total workforce of under 50 or under 100 because you didn't want to meet that next threshold that we were punished for. The same is true in agriculture. It's in the SNAP program, food stamps. The same is true in many areas. In fact, last week we passed a bill out of the House that provides an opportunity for people on TANF, that's the temporary assistance for needy families, to take able-bodied TANF recipients, and rather than give them welfare, pay 50% of their wages, along with the company that would pay 50% of their wages. I'm going to have to go vote here in a minute, but to get an apprenticeship or a job training on the job training, and that saves taxpayers' dollars, restores the dignity of work, and it helps employers. And as you know, in North Dakota, for example, lots of employers, if you do some help. So we want to create incentives for people to work, not work. Ron, I'm going to step into the committee world for a minute and vote, and I'll come back, okay?
No problem. We've got a couple of calls for you when you come back. So with that, we will put you on pause and jump back over to Todd. And Todd, we've had some other big issues going on here, and Congressman Kramer is probably not going to get time to them, but certainly a big discussion today about finally the waters of the U.S. being kind of looks like it's going to be dead in the water, per se. Huge deal.
You've been waiting all week to say that line, haven't you?
But that is a
waters
huge
of the U.S.
issue.
Is dead in the water,
yeah.
As it should be.
That is absolutely a huge issue to North Dakota agriculture, but not only to agriculture, but to really all other business.
Next thing you know, the EPA is going to want to regulate my cup of coffee here.
Yeah, and one of the good things there, and one of the things that I've been talking to Congressman Kramer and others about is that we are just not getting many of the employees into the key positions in the federal agencies, and that's important to get.
Congressman Kramer's back.
I am. By the way, you guys, just as a side note, just so you know, but we're voting on and marking up, in other words, passing out a full committee, a number of energy bills. And the one that we just vote on is really quite phenomenal because it's been around forever. And what it does is it reestablishes that Nuclear Waste Policy Act. And basically what that means is it reauthorizes Yucca Mountain as a permanent storage facility for nuclear waste and sets up a process for interim storage as well. And this is gonna pass. It might be unanimous by the time it's over out of committee here. That's you talk about work that's getting done. That's heavy lifting. That's hard work. That's bipartisan. Getting us going back into the into that issue that's been stagnant for so long because of politics. It's really pretty remarkable.
Let's take that call that we had, Todd.
Here we go.
Hey, this is for Mr. Kramer this morning. We need CRP hay to be released as soon as possible. Most of the territory didn't get any rain, and if it gets back to hot again, most of it won't be worth haying. This is serious, and we have hayed this early in 1988. July 1 was the starting date.
Mm-hmm.
This needs to be taken care of. Thank you.
No, I hear it loud and clear. We are monitoring the drought situation very closely, as are the senators, and the senators from senators and House member Christy Noem from South Dakota, as the caller is probably aware, and your listeners should be aware, we were able to convince rather easily, I might add, Sonny Perdue, the Secretary of Agriculture, to release CRP acres in the severe drought areas for grazing. And grazing is one thing, and that's a big first step, and it was early in the process for that, but he saw the need and responded quickly. With regard to haying, it's a little more complicated, although I appreciate the caller's reference to we've done it before on July 1st, 1988.
Kevin, we'll continue that answer on the other side of the break.
All right.
1-800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsinyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Kramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall rolls on next.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Why not fill up at a pump you own? That's what you do every time you pull up to PetroServe USA. 100% American-made fuels and customer-owned by people just like you. Superb customer service, clean, bright stories. The next time you need gas, groceries, pop, the best cookies in town, or a car wash, choose PetroServe USA. Get that 4-for-4 deal, hot stuff, personal pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and two of the best cookies on earth, four items, $4 all day, every day. Plus, all month long at PetroServe USA, stock up on Nestle Pure Life Water, 2 for $1. Jack Link's 2-ounce beef sticks, $1.89. Perrier Sparkling Water, 99 cents each. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $5. Nestea, 23-ounce bottles, only 89 cents each. And the Deli Express Mega Sandwiches are $2.79. Pringles Super Stacks, $1.39. And Albanese Gummies, the best, just $1.29. Helping America feel better by connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields at PetroServe USA.
The Safety Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. North Dakota has the highest worker fatality rate in the U.S., and the NDSC is working to reverse that trend with hands-on safety training. This Safety Minute features Chuck Claremont, NDSC Executive Director, explaining why they decided to build a new hands-on training facility.
It started back in July 2012. 5 years ago, really, we embarked on this process, this vision, with our board of directors and just saying, what can we do in North Dakota to make North Dakota a safer and healthier place to live and to prevent injuries and save lives? And really, my board of directors basically said, you know what? If you had $10 million, what would you do? And we said we'd try to build a facility and we try to do something where you can use hands-on training to save lives and prevent injuries, knowing how much more effective it is than just classroom training.
The NDSC will open its new hands-on safety training campus this fall. Learn more at www.ndsc.org/safetycampus.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Appreciated and compensated for the value you bring to an organization? This is the opportunity for you. Polar Service Center, actually a couple of opportunities. In Kildare, looking for a certified welder, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic. Polar Service Center in Williston, North Dakota, looking for a certified welder. Tanker trailer experience required, competitive pay, superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability, life insurance, paid time off program. 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, pay dependent on experience and ability. Polar Service Center. Get with Maria right away. 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781, Maria, at Polar Service Center. So what's in your mind, Ron S. in for Scott Hennon today?
Lots of jobs available in Western North Dakota. We hope you. Kevin, we've got a number of callers here. Jerry and Brian, we're going to get to you. You're going to wrap up your answer on CRP.
Yeah, on CRP. CRP grazing versus haying. And so the caller wants haying, and he said that in 1988, they did begin haying at CRP on July 1st. Here's the challenge with the haying process, and we are encouraging that as well. As I said, we were able to get grazing permission. The haying is a little more difficult because of the nesting of birds, especially now, of course, pheasants and other upland game birds that utilize CRP cover, and they also generate a revenue source for many farmers who have CRP acres. So there's a policy, and whether it's a law or a rule or tradition, there's a policy of not allowing haying until August 1st because of the nesting season. That said, the caller makes a relevant point, and if in extreme situations, obviously, people and the livelihood of ranchers and farmers sort of out of trump. Trump birds. But that said, that's a much more delicate one. So we monitor it day by day and continue to encourage where it's appropriate grazing and then haying if it gets to that situation.
Thanks, Kevin. Let's roll Jerry in Williston.
Hi, I just want to say thanks for taking my call. Congressman Kramer. And I'm submarine veteran, so nuclear energy always intrigues me.
Sure.
And I just want to ask if there's extra funding going into like the research programs. I think it's University of Michigan that into recycling of spent nuclear fuel rods.
Right. Yeah, great question. And actually, in this bill that we're just marking out of committee today now, and I think it did end up being unanimous, the nuclear waste bill, we actually do have a chapter in there that focuses on repurposing spent nuclear fuel, because as you know, the technologies are such that we're able to do more and more of that. You're right, it does happen in Michigan. But I will tell you that we have acquiesced our authority, our leadership on nuclear, all things nuclear in this country. In fact, we don't even do uranium enrichment in the United States anymore. We've acquiesced that to places like China and Russia, if you can imagine. Iran. Think of it. We have policy that allows Iran to do something we don't even do anymore in this country that we invented. So we're trying to reestablish that. So to your point about research, I put a very strong emphasis, and I've talked to the president about this. I've written a paper on it for him and for Secretary Perry to encourage to get back uranium enrichment and to the research and development of nuclear energy. There's no cleaner source, no more reliable source, but we have all but thrown it out of this country, and we need to get it back. So today was a big step, frankly, in the Energy and Commerce Committee in a bipartisan, as I said, unanimous way to get to some of this. But we also need to watch carefully for it in the budget, and that's another matter altogether. But there's a lot of individual independent incentive to invest. And private sector investment, we just need to make sure that we're get the government out of the way and encourage that kind of investment.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. Let's go to Brian in Jamestown.
Hey, Brian.
Brian, are you still there in Jamestown?
Did he hang up?
With that, we can go to Tammy in Burke County.
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
And I guess my question was on the flat tax.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, the flat tax would probably have to go up, correct? Do you think if we ever did go to a flat tax program?
Yeah. So great question. I don't know what the rate would have to be, Cammy, but we have to figure out whatever that rate would be. But remember, if we go to a flat tax and eliminate most, if not all, of the deductions and the credits and all those things, it could probably be quite low.
Right, correct. But my point was, if we ever do get there and it had to go up, my suggestion would be that would have to go to the American people and they'd have to vote on as to why it was going up and what it's going to be spent for, just to kind of protect people from having it raised every time, every 4 years or every time a crisis comes up, I'm for a flat tax. I think that is the way to go. But we need some protection of, just raising it whenever, somebody thinks we need to have it raised. just go to a vote to the American people. They seem to be, more and more people seem to be more informed as to what's going on. What are your thoughts that way?
Yeah, no, there's a lot more information out there. I would say I would have a little concern about bringing in something like that every time to the American people, because the next thing you'd have is, you know, you have a representative government, a representative republic with a lot of turnover, by the way, a lot more than people think, at least in the House. And that's really, the ballot box is the place for that. However, I think that, you know, if you wanted to put some sort of standard or trigger or something that protects from sort of knee-jerk raising the taxes, that might be
Tammy, nice. Thanks for that call. And Congressman?
Tammy,
thank you for the call and all the callers today.
Yeah, out of time, just like
done.
That.
It's all good, Todd.
Thank you so much, Congressman.
July, Congressman.
Gary Evanoff tomorrow and Ron Ness back Friday.
4th of July Friday.
There you go.
Bring your energy story or your 4th of July story.
Be ready on What's in Your Mind.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.